Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is a good day for us to be together. Today we celebrate All Saints. That means we remember all of the people who have gone before us and showed us lives of faithful service. But it also means that we recall and celebrate the saints all around us. It is a good day for us to be together. A couple of announcements. Yes, I know my chair got moved. We did a wedding here yesterday, and there were lots of bridesmaids and groomsmen. So, yeah, I didn't sit back there because I don't want to see all of you, all right? Or I don't want you all to see me. It's a heavy chair to move, so there we are. Thanksgiving baskets. It's that time of year. There are some bags up front here. I think there are some bags still in the back, and so... The list of things that are needed in those bags are in your bulletin. I hope that you will take them. I hope that you will fill them. I hope that you will bring them back, because these baskets then help touch the lives of people in our neighborhood and in our community. And it is thanks to your generosity that all of this can happen. And so in advance, I thank you. And we jump right into Thanksgiving baskets this year. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope that you have a chance to read through them and discover ways to connect to the ministry around us. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship, so let us continue our All Saints worship by joining together in our gathering song, My God is Still the Same. Let us rise and sing together.
Stilled at the mention of his name, they'll say my God is still the same. As the walls they still fall at the mighty sound of praise, they'll say my God is still the same.
When did he break his promise?
When did his kindness fail?
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Yes. also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may
see. The first reading is from Revelation chapter 7, 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 1 John chapter 3, 1 through 3. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will all see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, open please. Here we are. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. That is what we are." That's a kind of an incredible sentence. It's an amazing statement. We just sang a song that kind of echoed it. And that kind of good news can lift us up when we're down. It can fill us with hope, even in the midst of failure and grief. We are children of God because of God's amazing love for us, for each of us and for all of us. And so today we celebrate that amazing pronouncement that we are children of God. And we are children of God from the very beginning, in the creation story. You know, we get to day 6 and God made all of the animals of the field and all of the things that creep around on the ground. And then God said, "Let us make humanity in our image." We have been made to live in relationships with each other. And from that very moment, we have been children of God. For those of us who came a little bit after creation, all right, We were made children of God in our baptism, as we were washed in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God named us and claimed us. And like Jesus at his baptism coming out of the Jordan, God says to each of us and all of us, you are my beloved child. With you I am well pleased. And all of these things work because of Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the source of that goodness. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is our risen Lord. It is joining with Jesus in his dying and in his rising that makes us children of God. And so we are. And today we celebrate that. But then we listen to Jesus today. As he said, blessed are you when you are poor in spirit, when you are one of those who mourn, when you are meek, when you are part of those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, when you are merciful or part of those pure in heart, when you are persecuted or when you are peacemakers. Rejoice and be glad, Jesus says to all of us. And that too is another amazing pronouncement of good news that flies in the face of worldly wisdom and the status quo. These blessings that Jesus pronounces today are for all of those people who have never been honored on the earth. But these truths are claimed by Jesus, and they stand fully and completely for those of us who follow Christ. Today, we celebrate these truths. We celebrate the life, the death, the resurrection, and the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus comes to us, sitting here as well as on the mountain of his first time, he speaks to us about the blessing and the presence of God. Blessed are you. Blessed are those. And when Jesus speaks blessing, he means that God is there and present in our lives, in all lives. And that God is present with grace and love. That God is there to forgive us. That God is there to pick us up and set us on the path so that we might try again to share that love with our neighbors. And Jesus assures us today that whether we feel successful and triumphant or we feel lost in grief, God's presence and blessing are ours and with us. The world wants to disregard all of those people who are wasting their time being meek or merciful or who spend their time mourning. And Jesus said, these are the ones that God is lavishing attention on, for God knows that they need that attention. And so we too are called not to disregard those, but rather to pick them up, to walk beside them, to lend them our strength. Jesus lives for these people. Jesus lives with these people. Jesus is encouraging them and us to go out and share this love that comes from God, to share these blessings that come from God as we follow Jesus into the world. But then we heard from the book of Revelation today that there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Now that is one of many descriptions, the communion of saints. And in this reading, with loud voices, the communion of saints gives praise and thanksgiving. They worship and exalt in the gracious mercy and in the presence of God. Kind of like us today, right now. Now, some of us have louder voices than others of us and all the rest of those kinds of things. And we may not all be dressed in white robes, but we have all been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. We have all been loved and forgiven, strengthened, and sent into the world by a God who loves us deeply. And today we celebrate the fact that we have been welcomed into the communion of saints. whether in baptism or coming every time to this table, we truly are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Or like we heard from Jeremiah last week, God forgives our iniquity and remembers our sin no more. And then the amazing thing we hear today from Revelation is that Jesus stands by us through the great ordeal. Now, there's a lot of people who have a lot of different thoughts about what the great ordeal is. But for me, the great ordeal is life. The great ordeal is living as a child of God. The great ordeal is the struggle that we go through every day as we try to live the love of God for the sake of other people around us. You see, the great ordeal is not only persecution. The great ordeal is what we go through every single day. And the truth is that Jesus is always with us. And then the real celebration comes when we remember that this is the great multitude. It isn't just Jesus and 12 friends, or even Jesus and 16 friends. It is a multitude from every tribe and nation, from every language, from every people, from every congregation. All are included. All are woven into the communion of saints, and today we celebrate all saints. The amazing good news I get to share with you is that all of this, whether it's being children of God or being followers of Jesus or being woven into the communion of saints, all of this comes as a gift. We can't earn it and we don't deserve it. Our status, our blessing, our inclusion in all of these amazing things, it's ours because of God's love for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. God, our Creator, loves us. God, our Creator, loves us and all creation so much that God remains faithful in spite of our faithlessness. God acts in the world for us and for our salvation. Jesus came and lived and taught, healed and helped, fed and suffered, all for our sake, as a gift of grace and an act of mercy. And we don't deserve any of it. We are children of God because God loves us. We are followers of Jesus because Jesus is God's love for us. We belong to the communion of saints because of the grace and mercy given in the death and resurrection of Jesus, that we come and remember, that we come and celebrate as we come to this table and partake of holy food and then go out into the world with hope. Today we remember and we celebrate all saints. For those of us who have recently lost loved ones, we remember them with you. We celebrate them with you. We remember. Today, we celebrate also the saints all around us, sitting by us, walking past us, helping us and those people that we help. We remember the baptized and the confirmed, those we see every week and those we haven't seen for a while. See, today, let us remember that we are God's children, loved and cared for, blessed and forgiven. Today, let us remember that we are followers of Jesus, guided by His living, inspired by His dying, empowered by His resurrection to love our neighbors. Today, let us remember and celebrate that we are woven into the communion of saints, connecting all of God's people across space and time in lives of love and service. As we give our thanks and praise this day, may we live that gratitude in the world as we live together as the body of Christ. Amen. Please rise. As we remember our baptism, let us celebrate our being woven into God's family by using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. O eternal Lord God, we, your children, lift grateful hearts to you for our brothers and sisters in the household of faith, for Abraham, the father of the faithful, and Sarah, his wife, for the patriarchs who succeeded him in faith, for Moses, who under your direction led your people to freedom and gave them your law, for the prophets to whom your word came, for David, the first singer of your praises, for those who gave their lives to preserve your law. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, for Jesus Christ, your word in person, mediator of the new covenant, savior of humanity, king of saints, for the first disciples who left all to follow Jesus, for the apostles who in obedience to him carried the gospel to many lands, for your faithful servant Paul, who so richly experienced the grace of the risen Lord and interpreted it to the nations, for the evangelists who recorded the apostles' memories of their Lord and their own faith in him, for the reformers, Martin, Johannes, Philip, and all those who brought the good news of grace to us all, for the messengers known and unknown who brought the good news to our own country, for all who have gone to the ends of the earth to share your love in Christ Jesus, praise be to you, O God, and to the Christ. For your baptized daughters and sons of every time, who have filled your creation with love and care, especially those who have been baptized here this year and made saints, and your children, Elijah Frederick Carey. Elizabeth Claire Reese. Miles Martin Willoughby. Praise be to you, our Father in heaven, for the noble army of martyrs who faced death for love of you and in your power, for the saints in every age who reflected you in their lives and ever since, who stood fast in the faith and worked the works of love, for the succession of quiet and gracious souls whose presence has sweetened and sanctified the world and this place. We pray especially for those lost in this past year, including Elizabeth Chalmers, Joan Greer, Francis Brockman, Vivian McDermott, Janet Baumgartner, Stephen Bartell, Carol Cutler, Daniel Dahl, Patricia Sprague, Marlo Cook, Robert McFarland, June Albert, Norma Durnell, Dan Elsner, Elaine Count, for these your gathered people whom you have blessed and forgiven, whom you have called and enlightened, and whom you have made saints, for the mighty company of every race and nation who worship in your presence, praise be to you, O King of Saints. God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these who are known to us who need your wholeness and your healing. We pray for Stephanie, Sharla, Darlene, Judith, Judy, and Rhonda. We pray for husbands and wives, mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters, that they may show the world what your love looks like and how we love each other. We pray especially for Lucas and Cheyenne, whose vows were made here yesterday, that they may live out the love they pledged before you so that others might be blessed. God of love and favor, empower us to remain faithful in all we do and inspire us to proclaim the salvation of Jesus Christ. Continue to be with this congregation and the many people who make its ministry happen. Help us to find new and appropriate ways to live your vision as our mission. Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But I also pray that your week will be filled with blessing as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are.